donuts, pierogies, robots. Just another weekend in Pittsburgh. This is the 90.5 WESA Social Club Podcast. This is Social Club for Friday, September 18th, 2015. I'm Josh Rawlerson from 90.5 WESA. Rachel Carlson is Community Director of Yelp Pittsburgh and our resident expert on fun things to do. You wouldn't know what to do with yourself. Let's be real.
It's
You'd
so
just be
true.
Sitting around twiddling your thumbs. What should I do?
I know.
If not for
sad,
Rachel Carlson.
Sad day.
Yeah.
In the lives of many Pittsburghers.
What was nightlife like in this town before you showed up?
I don't know.
Pretty sad.
I was going to make a Matrix reference, but I don't even know how many people even know that anymore. R.I.P.
I get the reference, but I don't know what
the clip
you were gonna say.
And Wim, that was the lone holdout when they were trying to demolish the station square on the side where all the clubs were. They were like the lone holdout. They had a club. I think there were probably like five people that went there.
I assumed you were talking about the movie The Matrix.
No.
This is how far apart we are.
This is the club.
That was before my time in
yes,
Pittsburgh, I think.
It was before your time.
So that was the club?
That was the club. And before that, it was Tequila Willie's.
What's the club right now?
I don't think anything.
There's no club?
I think things have shifted to bars. And obviously, we have the South Side for the college kids. And then I think Spirit Lounge for the hipsters. Mm-hmm. Lawrenceville is the party place for the hipsters.
That seems like a change for the better.
Yeah, clubs, I think, have had
their... The focus is on, you know, live music on a smaller scale,
more
about social interaction, more about eating and drinking. No?
Maybe Spirit, they have the pizza in the back. But the bars over here just have cheap beer and lots of people in the South Side.
But there's all this wonderful craft beer. Haven't you heard?
It's true. A lot of good craft beer. Actually, I was going to talk about Oktoberfest. We'll be getting into that.
Well, it's high time.
I know.
It's nearly actually October, which is sort of past the season, right?
Someone asked me about the, history of that, and I tried to make up something, and then I stopped in terms of why Oktoberfest is in September. Do you know that?
Why it's in September? No.
Okay. I thought maybe it was some kind of German phrase that just comes from drinking beer. And well, that kicks it off in September.
I'm totally making it up. I'm sure there's some, like, it's probably like some religious reason. That would be my guess. I know that Oktoberfest and the festival style beers, the Vienna style, all of those sort of amber lagers, very sweet, malty ones.
They all
are all like, it's like festival styles, and that originates from like a royal wedding in the 16th century or something
that they wanted
to have beer for, and so they made a special style, and everybody's mimicked that now. And that's sort of the defining regional style.
That sounds smart and educated, and like something that.
And I bet there's probably three or four factual errors in there. So
that's okay.
So you know, go ahead and call me on Twitter, just so we'll know that somebody's listening.
Yeah, but, tell us.
Yeah.
Do we have to pay attention to this?
Yeah, we're all going to die in a fire.
Okay.
This has been going on all morning.
Oh, okay, good. We're okay.
For the listener, there's something wrong with our
Josh is just going to keep us in here.
This ear-splitting, horrible noise, which I don't know, I've been in this building for 4 years and I've never heard it before. And now I think I honestly would rather burn to death than be notified of an emergency by this siren. It's horrible. We're inside of a soundproof studio and we can still hear it clearly.
Well, apparently you ignore it, so
yeah,
regardless,
you're definitely burning to death.
Well, that actually falls in line with a couple other things we're doing, weirdly enough.
You're the master of the segue.
I know. I try. So first off, this does not have anything to do with fire alarms, but 21 plus night at the Carnegie Science Center, always a fan favorite, and the theme is robots.
Nice.
Which everyone loves a good robot, especially in Pittsburgh. With CMU, which did you know that Disney has an office here that is working with CMU to develop robots and different kind of technology for Disney.
What, for like the theme parks?
I would assume all encompassing theme parks, movies.
That's cool.
All that kind of stuff.
Did you see that movie Big Hero 6, the Pixar movie?
I did not.
Supposedly, they were like the CMU robotics people were consulting on that movie.
Yeah, that's
really good.
That department.
You should see it. I love that movie.
Okay. I know there are some really great Disney movies out there.
They're called Pixar movies.
Pixar. Oh, okay. Well, so the robots are obviously a very exciting thing. And this is going to be talking about an assortment of different robotics in the robo world. I love saying that. We'll have live music. Obviously, you'll be able to get a sneak peek at how robots work. There's actually an OmniMax. Did you know? Have you been in the OmniMax in the Science Center? It's so cool.
Yeah.
It's kind of trippy, like going to it for the first time. Because it literally encompasses you. But there are actually...
I see you go into like the Pink Floyd laser light shows.
Oh, gosh, right? No.
At like midnight on a Friday.
Oh, gosh.
So that's not your scene?
Not my scene.
I think maybe that's what happened to the club scene.
Oh, gosh. I can't... We were talking... Side note again. We were talking about Rocky Horror Picture Show plays, I believe, every Saturday in October at the Dormont, the Hollywood Theater, and it starts at 11:30. And me and my husband were talking about going, and I was like, "Oh, I'm gonna have to get like coffee or lots of beer or something." 11:30.
Wait, lots of beer will help you stay awake?
If I get past a certain point,
right.
Yes.
You just go around the horn.
Yeah, two beers, I'm passed out, but a couple more,
keep going.
I'll keep going. Yeah, but Rocky Horror Picture Shows. Something that I definitely want to see in the theater because I've only seen bits and pieces.
That's horrible. You've never experienced the theater thing.
Yeah.
Everybody should do it once.
I need to go.
Only once, I would say.
Like, oh.
When you've done it, you don't have to go back.
Well, the Hollywood Theater is so cool too. So, yeah. Okay.
It sounds like, that should be fun, especially if you've never been. They're going to ridicule you as a virgin.
Right? Oh.
That is a thing. There's this whole initiation.
At the Hollywood. Have you been to the Hollywood
one?
No,
just in the Rocky Horror culture. Like, that's part of the ritual.
All right. I'm ready.
Good luck.
I'm ready. So anyway, so back to robots.
Right.
The OmniMax will be showing a film called Robots, Robots, all in caps. So you'll be able to see a sneak peek of that. And obviously, there are a ton of different famous robots that you can check out in the robotic world at the Science Center. And it's only $10, which is such a steal for a Friday night.
Very nice. And will the robots be serving drinks?
That would be awesome.
I really think that would be smart. They've got like a robot that will serve you ice cream, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's just a simple hack. You can just modify that.
It's true.
You can take your drink order.
It reminds me of an SNL skit that no one's going to get other than me. Oh, actually, it was this season. And they had robots on a Virgin, because you know how Virgin America is like the new progressive airline.
Okay.
So they had robots serving as flight attendants, but they kept malfunctioning. Look it up. It's a really funny skit. So anyway, we also on Friday have Rivers of Steel Hard Hat Ball. So Carrie Furness has seemed to be the place to throw a party recently in the Homestead Rankin area of town, and they are going to be doing this hard hat ball, and it benefits the Carrie Furnaces, and they have a lot of different
benefits them how?
In terms of the keeping up with the place.
Oh, so like sort of like historic preservation.
Yeah, because it's a historic landmark.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, that's worthy.
So obviously a lot of the hot chefs around town are in that area. Braddock, as we speak.
Uh-huh,
so Superior Motors will be there. Voodoo will be there. They'll be serving some food, some cocktails, and they say it's casual. So that's a really cool time, even though it's a benefit that you can be casual and have a fun dance party.
Cool.
Yeah. So
that
you can
good.
Check that out on Friday. And then we also have on Saturday, Pittsburgh Pierogi Fest.
Oh, yeah.
So do you like pierogies, Josh?
Come on. Do I look like I like pierogies?
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone loves a good pierogi. And so what's great is that this is a pierogi sampling like none other. So a lot of those places that I know Yelpers talk a lot about, those hidden gems,
mm-hmm.
are going to be there in the sense of, you know, the hidden ones in like McKeesport. And
are we talking about like church basement grandmas?
There are.
That's the real stuff.
I know. Have you ever heard of that pierogi versus those nights that they have in Pittsburgh?
Yeah. We talked about that at some point.
They're going to be opening a restaurant at some point, too.
Really?
So that's very exciting.
It was some pop-up thing previously.
It's always a pop-up, yeah. Like, I think, I want to say monthly, but I think it's really cool in the sense of you can do anything with a pierogi. You can make it breakfast, lunch, dinner, dessert.
Have you? Hey, my favorite Greenfield restaurant is reopened now. Did I tell you that?
It reopened back in Green. It's downtown.
They moved downtown. They're still open downtown, but they reopened their old location in Greenfield.
And how's that look?
It's awesome. It's great. And they've expanded their menu. They're super
more pierogies?
Nice. I think the pierogi offering is about the same, but they were like well ahead of the game years ago, as far as I could tell. So they're like definitely bleeding edge of pierogi innovation.
They have
weird
the
combos.
Thanksgiving
and stuff.
Pierogi.
I believe they originated the Thanksgiving
cranberry sauce,
dinner.
turkey
and gravy, and mashed potatoes. Yeah,
sounds awesome.
It's really good.
But speaking of which, we have I can't ever say this right. Wait, now I'm going to totally butcher this. G-O-S-I-A-S. Gosias?
G-O-S-I-A-S?
I
have no idea.
Super Polish. And something. You. I know, but there's someone that people talk about a lot and buzz about how they were super awesome last year in the sense of just wanting to give everyone all the pierogies they have because they are so tasty. And we also have Braddock's, which makes a really good famous pierogi in town. And also Franctuary Dorothy Six, which is a newer restaurant in Homestead. So a great plethora of pierogies to try during Pierogi Fest. And weather looks good. Last year was really rainy. Mm-hmm. So weather looks good, 1 to 6 p.m., and it's $12.50 for the tickets, which is a really, really great price for all the sampling you're going to be doing.
How many pierogies are you going to get for that?
I mean, I would hit up every single one.
You just freely wander from booth to booth and just stuff your face?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's a great deal.
I know. I think it's amazing. I don't know why.
Even if they're terrible pierogies, that's a pretty good deal.
Josh, they're going to be amazing.
I know they're going to be amazing.
And then if you do want to work off your pierogies, we have the Come Out and Play Pittsburgh, which is a new. So I have to get all of this correct. So City of Play is this organization in Pittsburgh that put mm-hmm. together no obstacle course.
Right.
Obstacle courses.
Uh-huh.
I think twice a year. So this is in conjunction with them, and this is a festival that was happening in New York City that they're bringing here for the first time. And it's 2 days. It's actually Friday and Saturday. And if you like kind of obstacle courses slash like
treasure hunt.
Hunts
yeah.
slash like to figure out puzzles, I think this is really the game for you because they're going to be doing different kinds of not only real games, but they're going to be doing some kind of video games that people can play all at once. They're going to be doing this late night squirt gun fight, which sounds pretty awesome. And a completely huge urban Oakland massive capture the flag game. So it sounds fantastic.
Did you ever get the sense that nightlife has just reverted to this endless reliving of childhood nostalgia?
I mean, they
we're just all we're doing children's things constantly as adults.
There is. So I obviously see a lot of the different feeds from the community managers around the world. And the one place I am obsessed with that I've never been to is this cereal bar in London.
Oh, those are all over the place.
Oh,
those are in like every college town has one except Pittsburgh.
We don't have one. Someone needs to open a cereal. So it's like a plethora of cereal bar.
It
cereal.
Is like the most college kid campus town.
You've
business.
Been to a cereal bar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where?
Iowa City. Last town I lived in.
So I'm jealous. So what do? You just get cereal and.
Pretty much. It's what it sounds like.
Board
I don't
games
maybe
or
the
watch
one
cartoons?
You're maybe the one you're looking at has some cool component to it
like
that I don't
know.
It
looked like the wall from ceiling or floor to ceiling it was covered in cereal boxes.
Okay.
I don't know. Just
yeah, I think
cool
that's enough. It. You know, like the Froyo place, you pick your flavors and you can throw stuff in it and milk and off you go.
Well, I love cereal, so this is the place for me.
Okay.
So anyway, yes, I think that this game reverting back to a childlike status is good because it's a stressful world out there. So
that's
I think
true.
It's going to be really fun. One thing to do is definitely register for this. So hop on that right now, register and
have your mom register you.
Make sure you're 18 and over and go play. Yeah. And then obviously, like I said, Oktoberfest is kicking off with two different events this weekend. We have Penn Brewery, which is obviously kind of the home base, I would say, for Oktoberfest in Pittsburgh, in the sense of it being a German brewery. And I think that I love their Nut Roll brew, which is one of their seasonal brews that they have. But you'll also be able to try the Penn Oktoberfest, Pilsner Gold Dark, and a ton of different beers. And then also German food, which sauerkraut is my fave.
Yeah, nice.
It doesn't sit well with you maybe later on, but it's delicious.
You're doing it wrong, though.
I know. And then obviously kielbasa sausage. So it's a really fun time. Get your Lederhosen. That's okay.
Yeah, close enough.
Yeah. So that's a really cool thing to hit up. And then we also have Oktoberfest at the Beer Garden, which is the beer garden up above Hotel Monaco.
Okay.
And if you haven't been up there, it's pretty cool. It's outdoors. Again, there's games to play.
Sure.
So you can play some games. You can get some. They actually have a really delicious pretzel that I've had before. So you can get their delicious pretzel. And it's only $20, which I think is really cool in the sense of being able to sample a couple different beers. You get a keepsake stein, which I think is very exciting. And edible souvenirs, which I don't know what that entails. But I mean,
it sounds like just snacks, right?
I'm in. Yeah, I'm in for the edible souvenirs. So Beer Garden is taking place on Saturday. And again, get your tickets ASAP so you don't have to be left out in the cold, harsh world of no beer. And then we also have the Persad Center Donut Dash. Do you remember us talking about this last year?
Vaguely, yeah.
So obviously there's a lot of different runs going on in the city. So there's a run for, I think, every person that lives in city in the city of Pittsburgh. But I like this
way
one.
More than there are people who are interested in running places.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree. But I like this one because you get to eat donuts and it benefits
much larger interest group. For
yes, much
donuts.
Larger, much larger interest group. And you get to eat donuts, which I think is cool. Again, it's something you want to register for. But it's $30 and you get to eat donuts along the way. So
do they make the donut eating part of the competition where, like, you have to perform some athletic feat of donut consumption and then run to the next? Or is it just like, hey, there's donuts, enjoy?
I think it's more of a, hey, there's donuts. Okay. I don't think it's a contest, which would be, I don't know, those food eating contests kind of.
Yeah. There's some really interesting, like, 5K wine beer combos out there. And some of them, it's just about, here's a reason to do this 5K and not a different one. But others, they make it part of the competition. Like, you have to drink a shot or drink a beer or whatever and then continue.
That sounds horrible.
Punishing.
In the sense of the course, not.
But in a way, I could get into.
Okay.
I could actually. I've never done one of those.
I think this is it.
Maybe
for
it's
you.
Time.
Yeah, Donut Dash. And then we also, for the techies, have Thrival.
Thrival, heard of it.
So the first part kicks off on Monday,
uh-huh.
the 20th. And I hear you are involved.
Yeah, I'm going to be there. I'm doing a panel. I'm leading a panel discussion, which is about cyborgs, cyborg legal theory, and policy implications and economic implications thereof. It sounds very cerebral.
Yes.
It's actually going to be a little sillier than that, I hope. But the reason we're doing it is it's the launch event for a podcast that we're starting here. It's called Nanograms, and it will begin on September 24th, the same day as our launch event at Thrival, which will be at Tech Shop in Bakery Square. However, I've just learned that it's sold out. My session is pre-registered full up.
But I hear you can brag, though, because Bill Peduto's session is not sold out yet.
Oh, you know, I'm sure they'll come around for him.
He'll get
Bill,
by.
Don't feel bad.
Oh.
Pittsburgh likes you.
I know. Pittsburgh does. But Pittsburgh likes cyborgs.
Clearly.
More.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Represent.
But looking at the schedule, it's just filled with different kind of sessions and not all necessarily tech related. So if you're just thinking, oh, I'm not technologically savvy, there was a session I saw on women entrepreneurs and gentrification in different neighborhoods, which I thought was interesting.
Right.
So it's kind of a all-encompassing, how can we kind of make Pittsburgh better?
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, you're talking about the innovation track, all of the conference-y, presentation-y discussion kinds of things. And then in tandem with that is the music festival.
Which is the next weekend.
Yeah, which is going to be epic. But I think what they're going for is they kind of want to be the South by Southwest of the Northeast, or I don't know what,
that'd be awesome.
What their messaging is, but I think that's the general idea. But for that kind of thing, you might expect it to be sort of Silicon Valley-ish, and it, you know, it is. It's centered around the Google campus and CMU and places where that's going on. But they've made a concerted effort to make it very community-focused and bringing in people from different organizations, different parts of town to represent different viewpoints. And, you know, I'm one of them. So I think it's going to be something special, something different.
I think that that's a really good way of putting it, even though we probably want to differentiate ourselves from South by Southwest for whatever reason. I think that it's really cool to think of us being kind of the Northeast.
Yeah, I don't think that they're necessarily aspiring to be. I don't think Pittsburgh wants or needs to be Austin. But I think that's sort of the model.
Yeah, our own cool city.
You've got a tech track and a music track, and they're both really exciting in their own way. And they happen
to mold
at
together.
Approximately the same time.
Yeah, and there's a lot of really good bands, too. And this is so it's all week. They have all these different sessions at different locations around East Liberty and in the South Side, because I know they have City Theater has a bunch of different sessions on Monday.
Uh-huh.
And then Friday and Saturday is the music, which Manchester Orchestra will be there, Panic at the Disco, a bunch of different really cool bands, people that...
And then from my side of the generational dividing line, it's Raekwon and Ghostface Killah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Those are meaningless to you.
I mean, I like I'm more excited. I really like Lights.
There's something for everybody.
There's
for
something.
30-somethings and 20-somethings.
There's something for everyone. And I think some of these people, just even looking them up to see who they are and what music they are. If you type in iTunes or whatever and listen to a preview, a lot of these people I've heard but didn't put the name together on YEP even. So... yeah, I think it's going to be a really fun time. I think that it's a really exciting thing for Pittsburgh. And get yourself signed up for a session, or it might be sold out like Josh's uber popular one.
They're filling up pretty quickly, I think.
Yeah, so do it now. We've given you a couple days warning.
This is your warning. Get cracking.
So, obviously, lots going on in the city. Enjoy your tech, beer, robot-filled weekend.
Man, I got to get this session together, and I got to do a lot of drinking and eating between now and then. So,
okay.
I'm going to get on it.
Get on it.
All right. Rachel, thanks again.
Of course.